for her. First of all, we're in the dairy city. It's a case of, there's a few clubs that, you know, Bohemians was one, and sort of won the dairy city before they play Bowes tomorrow night then, type of case.
Yeah, there was a few clubs after, but as soon as contact was made from Derry, it was something that really interested me. And then after a few texts, I came up here. I met the manager and a few of the staff and the players. And I knew early that the club was going in the right direction, and they have great ambitions, and it's something I want to be a part of.
Obviously, I know at the start of the season, I seen you were saying after the first game, how much the step up had been then from the first division, and it was Derry you come up against, so you know what you're coming under.
Exactly, yeah. It was a bit of a shock to the system, that first game of the season. But, you know, I think it's a level that I can play at. I had a good first half of the season at UCD. I feel I progressed as a player, and I'm ready to make that next step now. Going on from a bit of the shock to the system was the fans at Derry. The place was rocking that first game of the season, so that's something I'm excited to be a part of too.
And Declan, obviously you were tracking him for a while and must be happy now to get him on.
I'm absolutely ecstatic to get him on. As you say, there's a number of clubs, let's say in the League of Ireland, that wanted Conor Davis to come and enhance our team. I think Conor brings, put it this way, any time that we've played UCD this year, we've always shown the players clubs of Conor Davis, because we felt he was their main man. We felt he was a player that could hurt Derry City Football Club. But to have him on board now is exactly the type of player, stroke person, that we want to build this football club on. He's exciting, he's talented, and he's also a very good age in terms of having the potential to further his career, whether that's here, whether it's in England. But he has high ambitions. We have high ambitions as a football club, and he certainly fits all the targets that we're looking at when we bring a player to the club. He's a brilliant guy, comes from a great family, and he has, in my opinion, a fantastic future ahead of him.
And did Greg Sloggett play any part possibly in this move over the
wee champion? Listen, Conor first came to my attention last year when I was working at RTE, and it was the Dundalk game in the semi-final of the FAI Cup. I was commentating on it, and I thought, who is this guy? I really like this boy. He had a lot of good qualities about him. Paddy McCourt played against him last year for UCD against Van Harps. But he's certainly a guy that, you know, you don't need to ask anybody about Conor Davis. I think Conor Davis speaks for himself. He's got a lot of ability, he's got a lot of qualities, and he gives us options. He can play in a couple of different positions. He can work in a two up front, he can work as a 10 behind it, he can play as a 9, he can play in a variation of positions. So, you know, he's another exciting player. He's a brilliant age for this football club, and he's a player that I see as a brilliant future in the game. We want top players coming to the football club. We want players that are excited to be here. I think, as we said when we first came in, we got to build the club again. As you see in the facilities we have at the minute, you see the playing style that we're playing, you see the quality that, you know, going to Corkley last night and winning in the manner that we did. You know, so there's a lot of good signs, but it's very early days. Having people like Conor Davis come to the club only helps us. It'll only help us progress as a football club. It'll help us progress as not only as a team, but it also throws a marker down to other people that we mean business.
You know, you don't want to be at a club where you're guaranteed to play every single game. You might take your foot off the gas a little bit. So the challenge is something that I'm going to relish.
Any time we've ever been successful as a football club in the past, we've had real good quality players, not just in the 11, but in the 20, 21-man squad. So, look, I foresee Conor having a fantastic career at the Derry City Football Club. He brings good values with him. He brings a brilliant appetite to get better. And when you put all those together and you see the way the club's pushing at the minute and the supporters are getting behind us at the minute, I think it's good times ahead.